Well, good morning. And welcome to the family carol service here at Southern Cross Evangelical Church. It's good to see so many people here and many faces that I'm not overly familiar with, and we pray that others might be able to join us online. Let me say a short prayer and then we'll get into singing some carols and hearing some scripture. Almighty God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you that we can be in your house, sing carols to you and hear your word. Lord, we do pray that this morning that we would be blessed by being here. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, let's sing our first carol. It's in the booklet that's been given here. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. So if you're able, please do stand.
These are two short readings from Isaiah. First of all, in Isaiah 7. Therefore, The Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. And from chapter 9. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and with justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Thanks, Barbara. Amazing scripture from some 600 years before Christ was even born. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. Let's sing our next carol, Silent Night, Holy Night. If you're able, please do stand.
This reads from Micah chapter 5, verses 2 to 4. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are little among the thousands of Judea, yet out of this you shall come forth to me, the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings are forth are from old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that who is in labour has given birth. Then the remnants of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth.
Thanks, Keith. Again, another reading from the Old Testament foretelling the virgin birth and Christ coming. Let's sing our next carol, which is O Little Town of Bethlehem, How Still We See Thee Lie. Sir Abel, please do stand.
Verses 1-7. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, even to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Thanks, Sheila. So we can see there how God sovereignly moved Joseph and his wife-to-be, and Jesus was born where they said he would be, in Bethlehem. Let's sing our next carol. It's "Once in Royal David's City Stood a Lowly Cattle Shed." If you're able, please do stand.
Chapter 2, verse 8 to 20. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known that the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marvelled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they have heard and seen, as it was told them.
Thanks, Evie. I mean, amazing scenes. I've never seen an angel myself, but see an angel to tell them these amazing things, that the Saviour had come, and to go down and see him face to face would have been absolutely breathtaking. So let's sing our next carol. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. Abel, please do stand.
Taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. If you've got a church Bible, I believe that will be on page 849. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the young child. And when you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way.
Thanks, Ali. So we've had those two prophecies from the Old Testament. We've had God sovereignly ruling and moving Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem. We've then had the angels appearing to the shepherds. And we now have those wise men following the star. So it's amazing how in control of the whole story God was. Let's sing our next carol, which is "As with Gladness Men of Old Did the Guiding Star Behold." So you're able, please do stand.
Joy, great and sweet signs.
Just a few notices before the message. Tuesday is the prayer meeting, which is on Zoom. If you need details of the Zoom code, then if you contact Chris at the office, she'll be able to provide that for you. Next Sunday morning, Pastor John, so that's Christmas Eve, Pastor John will be taking the morning service at 10:30, and I'll be taking the evening service at 6:30. And then we do have a family Christmas Day service on the Monday, which Pastor John will also be taking that service there. So, in 8 days' time, I'll ask the children here, what is happening in just 8 days' time? Oh, Sammy as well. The birth of the Lord Jesus. That's exactly it. It's Christmas Day. Anybody here excited about that? A lot of people, by the seems of it. There's a lot of preparation still to do. But what are the best bits about Christmas? Anybody got any ideas what their best bits are? Food. Yeah. That happens to be my favourite bit as well. Especially as I'm not cooking this year, it's good. Anybody else? Presents. Yeah. Other people might think that getting together as a family might be a good thing. Well, this morning I want us to consider the real meaning of Christmas. So there's a Christmas carol we aren't singing this morning, written by Isaac Watts, called Joy to the World. And the first line of that hymn is, Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let earth receive her King. So the question is, have you received her King? It's a request in the song, Let Earth Receive Her King. So some have and some haven't received him. But have you received the King? In a moment, I want to play a little game. And there are prizes on offer. But before we do that, let's ask ourselves a few questions. Firstly, who is this King? It's right, it's Jesus is the King who we joyfully celebrate each year coming into the world. We then need to ask the question, why did Jesus need to come? If he was in heaven already, the most perfect place, being worshipped by angels, why did he come and be born into a world in a lowly manger amongst animals? It would have stunk, it would have been so noisy. Why then would Jesus give up his rightful place in heaven and come to an earth like this? Well, one verse that tells us why is found in the epistle to Timothy, the first epistle to Timothy, chapter 1 and verse 15. It says, This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And our old church in Camberwell used to be emblazoned on the wall as you walk through the door. Well, the apostle Paul, who wrote this letter under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, went on to say, of whom I am chief. So that is, it's a true saying, and this saying is worthy of all being accepted as true, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. So we can see that we should accept what is being said here, that Jesus, this little baby that we celebrate coming into the world to save sinners. So the next question is, what is a sinner? Or what is sin? Because Paul said he was the chief of sinners. Does anyone know what the word sin or sinners means? When you do something against God's will. When you do something against God's will, when you do something against God, when you do something wrong, all of that is true. It's when we do something wrong, maybe we get cross, maybe we shout, maybe we refuse to do as we're told. Happens quite a lot in my house. Maybe we even tell a lie. It's there's another letter written by the Apostle Paul in Romans and chapter 3 and verse 12. It says, there is none that doeth good, no, not one. Remember, the Apostle Paul has said that he is the chief of sinners, that he cannot see anyone else who's done worse than him. Yet Jesus has come into the world to save people like the Apostle Paul, like you, like me. Because there is no one that has done good except the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in another letter written by the Apostle Paul, the letter to the Galatians, it tells us even more why he came in chapter 4 and verses 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that are under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. So God sent his own Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. He was born of a woman, Mary, and he lived under the law just like we do, except he did not break any of the laws once. These are just not earthly laws, but they are God's laws, so that he could redeem them that are under the law. Us, we are also under the law because we broke the law. Without Jesus, we cannot get right with God. And there's another word, redeemed. Can anyone tell me what the word redeemed means?
To make good.
To make good is a good way of saying it, yeah. Any other thoughts on the word redeemed?
Saved.
Saved? Well, you are saved if you are redeemed, yeah.
The price has been paid.
The price has been paid, absolutely. So that's it. It's the price has been paid to regain possession or gain possession of something. So there was a price to pay. And that's what we remember when we come together at Easter, when this little baby had grown up to be a man, having lived the perfect life. He paid the price on the cross for all those that believe in him. So that's the question this morning. Have you received her King? Have you truly believed that Jesus is the Son of God, and he came to die to pay the price for all those that truly believe in him? When we die or Jesus Christ returns, will we be in heaven with him? Now, I said we'd play a game, and I've got two helpers. They'd like to come up, Amelie and Lottie. Come up. Brilliant. Now, to emphasise the point of being redeemed, that is, someone's got to pay a price for something, take the bag, and when someone gets a question right, hand that out. Now, Lottie, if you could hold on to that picture for me. Now, I'm sure there's plenty of people in this room, this chapel here, that know the game, The Price is Right. Now, it hasn't been on the TV screens for a long time. I remember Bruce Forsyth on a Saturday night presenting it. Others who are a little bit older might remember Leslie Crowther or someone like that doing it. Now, the rules of the game are that you have to name the price without going over. Okay? So if you go over, you're out. That's as simple as that. Now, no shouting out, and I'll ask some people to name the price. And then the closest to it without going over will win a prize. So, the first image, Lottie, if you want to show up, show that. Now, before you decide how much this is worth, let me tell you a bit about it. It's a 2-in-1 converting mask. It says, get ready to roll out like Bumblebee with this Transformers 2-in-1 role-play mask. Play like the action figure in the robot mode, then convert to mask mode and imagine being part of the action. Two modes, this 22.5 centimeter yellow Transformers Bumblebee toy converts from robot to mask mode in just 15 steps. And it's adjustable to fit your face. So, without going over, hands up, who would like to name that price? Barbara?
15.
15? Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Christine? $39.99. I would say that all these prices were correct as of Tuesday on Amazon. Linda.
$19.99.
And one more. Joe. 60. 60. Well. Okay. So the closest without going over was Linda. So if you'd like to go and give Linda a prize, she can pick something. The actual price was £38.86. So whilst Christine was the closest, she did go over just. So sorry about that, Christine. So, the next one, Lottie. Just one. Yeah. You can take the pack if you want, it's fine. There might be a bit of a riot afterwards. So this next one, if you want to show them, Lottie, that's great. Now, how much is this one worth without going over? So the last one was £38.86, and that's what you'd have to pay to redeem that toy. But this one, well, everyone knows that Barbie was probably the big hit movie of the year. It says, imaginations can take off to anywhere in this Barbie dream plane that doubles up as a vehicle and playset. More than 15 pieces, including a puppy travel companion, provide the ticket to fun. Push it on its rolling wheels or taxi it to the runway. Open the top side to reveal the inside and create a play space to play out the flight. There's a set for the pilot and two more for the passengers that have TV screen and to really recline, just like on a real plane. Unfortunately, the dolls are sold separately. It stores a suitcase that opens and closes in the plane overhead compartments that open and close too. Feed imagination and the passengers with a snack cart. It holds two trays and two meals, snacks and drinks. So, without going over, could someone give me the price of this toy? Brenda.
£65.
Oh. Okay. Evie. £30. Okay. 58p, okay. Lorraine.
£35
for Lorraine.
£40.
Okay. Okay, so the actual price of this toy is £83.03. So the person closest without going over was Brenda. Do you want to take the bag here? Just here.
I was laughing though, because I thought
it was okay, you ready? Put on. There's three more chances to win, okay? Yeah, I'm going to hold that one. You going to hold that one up? Yeah. So, to redeem the last one, £83, what did I say? Something like 58 pence. So this one, so think about it before you make your decisions. Might be more than the last one, might be less. This stylish, exquisite packaging makes a great gift for kids, boys and girls, teenagers and family. It's an ideal birthday, Christmas and festive gift for both boys and girls, friends and family. Let the people you care about enjoy singing. What a memorable and impressive gift. Well, we had one for a few years in our house and it's now been lost. So, what is the price of this without going over, Ali?
I don't know, what's the brand? Do you know?
Absolutely no idea. Evie, you can have another go. £45 for Evie. Anybody else? Joe.
17.
How much?
17.
17 for Keith.
71.
71 for Joe. One more. Anybody else?
75.
75 for Barbara. Okay. Well, the actual price of this, to redeem this toy, this gift, is £38.99. So Keith was the closest without going over. So if you want to take Keith.
You can buy another one at that point.
Yeah. I'll do the shopping. Okay. Brilliant. Thanks, Emily. Right. This next one, if you want to hold it up? I think I'm pushing the price level up on this one. Do you want to show it that way as well? So this is called the Samsung The Frame. It's a 55-inch television. It's the coolest TV you can buy for a gift. It hardly looks like a TV at all. The Samsung's 55-inch OLED 4K frame TV mimics the look of a piece of artwork thanks to the unit's anti-reflection matte-like display. In art mode, you can set the smart TV to your favourite image when it's not in use, plus choose among a variety of different bezel designs to fit your home style. So, without going over, could someone tell me the price of this TV? Christine?
£999.99.
Oh, didn't quite want to go to the thousands. There you go. Alison, 1100, okay. Anybody else? Evie?
2,500.
And one more. 1,500. Okay, so I did say without going over. So the actual price is £1,495 to redeem this TV. So Alison was the closest without going over. So if you want to take Alison. So unfortunately, Barbara was just £5 over. Okay. We'll do one more. There you go. Now, so this is called the Herodian hamper from Harrods. So I'm sure everybody in this room will be getting one. So let me tell you about some of what is in this. Well, they call it their namesake hamper. It's what festive dreams are made of. Its three wicker baskets are brimming with crowd-pleasing delights. Opening each one is like strolling through our iconic food halls, confectionery plucked from our gleaming display cases, cheeses passed on from our specialists with a smile, teas, jams and biscuits selected from their seemingly endless shelves, and of course several lovely vintages and bubbly to tie the luxurious Harrods experience together. There is a warning in this though, so please note individual items may be subject to substitution due to availability. However, the price doesn't change. So, without going over, could someone give me the price of this Herodian hamper? 500. Okay. Anybody else?
£7,000.
A grand. How much?
£740.
Ooh. And one more. One more. Anybody else?
1100.
Okay, what's your name? Mick. Brilliant. Well, Mick is our winner. So the actual price of this, you want to take it to me in the corner, is £2,600.
Oh,
wow. You love to. Yeah, okay. Now, if you weren't able to get a sweet, I'll put the sweet bag up here and you can get one after the service. I don't want anyone to miss out, really. But each of those items had a price that we need to pay to redeem them. So this Christmas, let's remember that Jesus came into this world, as the verse in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15 says. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. That this is a true saying and worthy of being accepted. That Jesus, who we celebrate this time of year coming in as a baby, came into this world to save sinners by redeeming us and dying on the cross of Calvary to save us sinners. So as I close, I'll ask that question again. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. The Lord is come. Jesus has come. Have you received our King? Well, let's sing our final carol. It's my favourite. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. If you're able, please do stand.
Mercy, my Lord.
remain standing. Just to say that after the service there is tea and coffee and mince pies. Obviously help yourself to some sweets as well. Let me say a very short prayer. Almighty God and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that we've been able to gather together and sing praises to you, sing of your coming into this world. Lord, maybe at this Christmas time, remember the true meaning of why you came into this world, that you came to save sinners like us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.